All life is life on the earth. Is also life which is above the earth. You remember last time we spoke of different planes of existence, all the cosmic planes, from Satyamayi Prakriti, Chaitanyamayi Prakriti, Anandamayi Prakriti, then the Vijnanamayi Prakriti, Manomayi Prakriti, Pranamayi Prakriti, Annamayi Prakriti. All this is the domain of life. Now, in the past, there was exploration of all the planes, but there was one thing which was missing. How to unite the higher planes of Prakriti with the lowest planes of Prakriti? Supreme Consciousness, how to unite it with the inconscient? Inconscient is even below matter. Even matter is not the lowest. How to transform inconscient was not even explored. And Sri Aurobindo found that unless you explore and do it, all life will not be transformed. If you want complete transformation of life, then you should find out the method by which the Supreme Consciousness can enter into the inconscient and can transform it. Even the inconscient becomes conscious and supremely conscious. This is the secret. Unless you do this, there are four stings of life. You know, just scorpion is a sting. Similarly, life is a sting. Sting of death. Sting of sorrow. Sting of darkness. And sting of falsehood. These are the four stings of life. Falsehood is a very good question actually. What is falsehood? When I make an error and admit it is an error, it is not falsehood. When I make an error and tell people, look, it is true, and try to make others believe it is true, that is falsehood. when I insist upon error as true, it is falsehood. If I make an error and I tell other people I may be in error, there is no falsehood in it. When I know something is an error and yet present it to other people saying, no, it is true. I do not see that you passed from here and went up to there. But I tell somebody, yes, as I saw Betty now going from here to there, that is falsehood. If I say I don't remember, she might have passed. That is not a falsehood. It's always possible that Bettina might have passed. It's always a possibility. But if I have really not seen you, I'm definite that during this hour you're not passed, and I tell somebody I really saw her passing, that is called falsehood. Right? Now, this is one of the stings of life. Life is full of falsehood. If you go around the world, you will see how many people in the world are living in the realm of falsehood. They believe something to be wrong, yet they put it before other people as right. And canvass it, saying, yes, it is true. I may not be a saint, and yet I allow people to believe that I am a saint. It's a falsehood. I may not be a philosopher, yet I believe that I am a philosopher. That's a falsehood. And I make other people try to believe that, yes, I am a philosopher. It's a falsehood. A truth seeker must be so transparent, so shining, that there is no shadow of falsehood arising in it. That is the big sadhana. Not to speak anything is easier, but to speak and yet speak the truth, that is very difficult. That is the difference between other yogas which deny life and this yoga which accepts life. Other yogas say that because you might somehow speak falsehood, don't speak at all. Deny all speaking. Then you will never tell a lie. If you don't speak at all, telling a lie will not arise. It's very much simpler. But if you tell and tell the truth, it's a very difficult task. And Sri Aurobindo says, speak, but speak the truth. Do not deny yourself the happiness of speaking. Accept the life of speaking. But transform it, speak the truth. So these are the four stings of death, sorrow, darkness and falsehood, which are inherent in our present life. So as soon as you accept life, these four things immediately present themselves. All those who accept life, immediately, these four things immediately come in your condition of life. The question is, can you have real life in which these things are removed? That is a problem of life. If you don't live at all, there is no death. It is only if you live that there is death. If you don't make any effort at all, become like a log, like a stone, there is no sorrow. Only if you begin to live that there is pain, pleasure, joy, sorrow, suffering, etc. If you don't live, you don't move from darkness to light. If you are in darkness, you don't even know that it is darkness. Like a stone lives in darkness, doesn't know he's in darkness. Experience of darkness comes when you begin to live, begin to move forward. So when we say all life is yoga, if you want to lead a life, if you want to make this world a heaven on the earth, then there should be perfection of life in which these things don't exist. The fact that these four things exist means life is not yet transformed. Now Sri Aurobindo asks this very question, why life is not yet transformed? And how can life be totally transformed? This is a question which was not even addressed in the whole history of mankind. The question was asked in a certain way, but not fully, not centrally, not fundamentally. It was said that if you want to go out of these four, you reject life and go upwards. In life here, this is not possible. This was the answer obtained up till now. If you want to get rid of death, sorrow, darkness and falsehood, you just renounce life and find out the way by which life can be renounced. What is the effective method of withdrawing from life? Of course, one method is suicide. One can come out of the life by committing suicide, but they found out that even that is not sufficient, because when you commit suicide, you have rebirth. And you can't cut out from rebirth. So suicide was given up. Otherwise there will be one method. So while living, not committing suicide, yet you withdraw from life, how could you do it? So they found out many methods of doing it. They are called yogas which are life negating. You negate life and come out of life and attain to higher states of consciousness. Don't come down at all on life. Then you feel that you are blissful all the time. As I said, if you don't speak, the question of speaking and falsehood does not arise. Just don't speak anything. Reduce your life activities to the minimum, most minimum. Now Sri Aurobindo found that there is a way, but that way is difficult, and he made a new path, as it were, from virgin forest. He hewed a new path, and he found out that there is a way by which inconscient can be transformed. One of the most difficult medicine, as it were. This inconscient, when it begins to move upwards, it produces these four flowers. These are the flowers of the inconscient soil. So unless you deal with this inconscient and transform it, you cannot get rid of these four things. Therefore, integral yoga that we are going to study is a new yoga in which this new secret has been found out. Mother once told me that when you take your classes, the first thing you should explain is this. I have taken such a long time for me to tell you this after nearly 1 year. So actually I should have continued my first lecture on such a long term without giving you any break. until I come to this point. So count this as my first lecture to you. The most important thing to be learned is this new secret. The secret, first of all, that these four flowers arise from inconscient. They are not tied up with life itself. If they are tied up with life itself, then it means that life will be always like this. Sri Aurobindo discovered, no, it is not true. Life inherently is not this. Life by its own nature is deathless. In life there is no death. Life is eternal life, always. Life is full of delight. Life is always luminous. Life is absolutely truthful. It is because inconscient has intervened. There is a fall of life. So there is a glory of life and there is a fall of life. If you read Savitri, for example, one day you will read it with me. There is a chapter in Savitri. It is book 2, canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life. The Glory and the Fall of Life. In which Sri Aurobindo has explained how life in itself is deathless, sorrowless, luminous and true. And then explain how this has fallen and has been subject to these four things. Now this is very important because there have been many, many panaceas in the world proposed. Capitalism, socialism, communism, liberty, equality, fraternity, so many good names have been given. And people have been trying all the time how to bring about a new kind of social order in which there is great happiness, great joy, people live like brothers and sisters. How to do that? Sri Aurobindo found out that unless you touch here, all these glorious things will not happen permanently. You will arrive at some little thing, it will break down. There is a big dragon sitting, as it were, at the bottom of things, and whatever you achieve is followed by it. How to deal with this dragon? It's a stupendous task that Sri Aurobindo and the mother did. It is in doing that that you can fulfill this statement, all life is yoga. All right, we shall stop here today. I think my first lecture ended today.